All right, Robbo's not too far away, but I want to talk some World Game action. Michael Zappone is one of the finest voices you'll ever hear, full stop, let alone with his detail and presence in the World Game. He joins us on the line on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Zappos.
Your kind heart for how are you, mate?
I'm going very well, mate. Nice to have you with us, as always. It's A-League Grand Final week, and that's always good business. We've got our man Scotty Jamieson saying farewell to the game with Melbourne City. They take on Central Coast. Rado Vidicic, comments in the Herald Sun today got me intrigued. He was saying that he'd rather play Adelaide United than Central Coast Mariners. What's he mean by that?
It's interesting, isn't it? I really question why he would say that publicly.
Yeah.
But he might feel that, but... Yeah, look, the Mariners have got a pretty good record against Melbourne City and one of the few teams to have a good record against them this year. So they play a really attacking football. Nobody expected the Central Coast Mariners to make the grand final, and it'll be like a home game for the Central Coast Mariners, and perhaps that's also another factor because this grand final, which us as Melburnians are, we'll say it till the cows come home, should have been played in Melbourne. Melbourne City finished top and they earned the right to host the grand final. But for the first time in A-League's history, they've moved the grand final away from Melbourne into Sydney for the next 3 years. So they're at a disadvantage there, Melbourne City, having to travel to Sydney and play against what will be a partisan Central Coast crowd. So Nick Montgomery, the coach of the Mariners, has done a fantastic job. They've got Jason Cummings, the Socceroo, in there as well, who's been fantastic for them, and many other young players have come through this year. So, yeah, it's going to be a big ask for Melbourne City. It won't be as easy as it would have been if they hadn't played at Amy Park.
Will the City fans travel, do you reckon? What sort of vibe will we get?
Yeah, I think they will. They will travel, but not in massive numbers. I'd imagine there'll be a few thousand there behind one of the goals, and but it'll be a sea of yellow, I reckon. Gosford's only an hour away from Sydney, and they'll travel in big numbers. They sold out their preliminary final, the Central Coast Mariners, last week in Gosford at 20,000 there. So you'd expect 20,000-plus Mariners fans in the stadium, and they'll be making plenty of noise. So it'll be like a very much like an away game for Melbourne City on Saturday night.
It's been billed as the haves versus the have-nots. Is that fair, considering the budgets and the backing that both clubs have got?
Absolutely. Melbourne City are a Goliath in our game. They've been, this is their fourth grand final in a row,
yeah,
and they've only won one of the last three. So they know that there's unfinished business here, and they'll want to even that ledger. They've got an amazing side, such depth. Five players in the current starting 11 have played for the Socceroos in the last 12 months. That says it all. Matthew Leckie, obviously the hero at our World Cup, has been outstanding for them. He's just coming back from injury, but he'll be the key to their performance. Jamie McLaren, of course, Aidan O'Neill. Where do you stop? Jordy Boss has just signed a deal to go over to Belgium. So Marco Tilio as well. They're the five Socceroos they've got. And the Mariners really will be up against it on the pitch, I reckon.
It's going to be a beauty Saturday night at Combank Stadium in New South Wales in Sydney for the grand final of the A-League. Now, just a little bit of A-League action before I go overseas for you. Nani's gone from victory.
Yeah, and I revealed this one about 6 weeks ago. Harp, I've got the inside word that they weren't going to renew his contract, and that wasn't a surprise to me. He hadn't played a huge number of games, the 10 games, and he hit his knee. He was 36 years of age when he joined Melbourne Victory, and it was always going to be a risk for them to sign someone of that age and of that injury history, and it didn't pay off. So they're not going to go down the marquee path next season. They're going to look at some younger players, and they've also got a new owner in 777, a US-based foreign capital group, and they'll be looking at some of their sister clubs to sign some players from them. Sevilla, who's just won the Europa League, is one of those clubs, so they'll be looking for some players from Sevilla. They'll be looking for some players from Genoa in Italy. They've currently got people travelling overseas, including Tony Popovich, visiting some of those clubs and trying to find some gems from there.
All right. And last before I let you go, the Ange Postecoglou Tottenham situation. What's the update, if you've got any for us?
Well, I reckon the update is that they're waiting for Ange to finish his commitments in Scotland. They've still got a Scottish Cup final. He'll be looking to win the treble for Scotland, for Celtic over there. And then Tottenham will be speaking to Ange. And I think... It'll come down to the wire. There's obviously some other great coaches that they'll be speaking to, but he's very much in the mix. I just get the sense he's got unfinished business at Celtic. I think he might want to go around one more season before making the plunge. He'll be in no rush. They know he's a great coach, and another EPL club will be in the market this time next year. You can guarantee that.
Oh, there'll be thousands of them. It always happens. It's an amazing industry. Zappers, great to chat, mate. Have a great weekend this week and grand final weekend. We'll chat soon.
Thanks, Harf. Cheers.
Michael Zappone with us, talking the World Game.